בסורים, והמנודו והשתילו רחומים, וכן מי שנישול, לחוכם, פרוטר, ולחוכם וזמטיום, נאו, ונחול המועד, he could wash his clothing. Now, המטפחס והידיים, that means the hand, the towel that you wash your hands with, you wipe your hands on, ומצפחס הספורים, and the barber that uses his sheet that he puts around you, and the people that he's allowed to give haircut to, he's allowed to wash his sheet also. Umatfachas asvug, that's by the base Americas, by the bathhouse, also they can wash the towels there. Hazavin, viazovas, vianidis, viayodis, vicholoinu, mitumal tairo. Whoever becomes torn now on cholomoid, is a reyelu matorum. These people are allowed to wash their clothing on cholomoid. Visharkolodim asum, everybody else is also to wash their clothing on cholomoid. So more stuff like this. Visharkolodim, everybody else, my time, asurim. What's the reason? How come they're also either to take haircut or to wash their clothing on Chol HaMoed? Like, what's wrong? L'chur ein l'chot tzorach ha-moed godol mizeh? We add before things that are tzorach yomtif, you're doing for the purpose of Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to. So who, you want to wash your clothing to have clean clothing? Or you want to take haircut to look nice? What should be wrong with it? So where it says, K'nifnat l'gurt in Mesech T'tainis, that anshe mishmer, the anshe maimit, the people, the Kahanim that came to the Beis Hamikdash to spend the week there in the Beis Hamikdash, or else the Yisraelim that also went to spend the week in the Beis Hamikdash by the Korbanos, to be a Shliach of Chai Yisrael by the Korban Atomid, is Asurin Lesaper. They're also to take a haircut when they're there. They can't take a haircut when they're in the Beis Hamikdash. Ulechabe Suwadim, they can't wash the clothing when they're in the Beis Hamikdash. Mashenkin of the Chamishi, when it becomes Thursday already, then Mutarim. On Thursday, they want to take a haircut and wash the clothing, Mifnei Kvod HaShabbos. Because that's called Kvod HaShabbos, to take a haircut to wash the clothing on Thursday. But I call upon him with the first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that they're there, they can't take a haircut and they can't wash the clothing. The question is, why not? The Yomar Rabba Bar Bar Chona. Omer Rav Loza, my timer. What's the reason? Why can't the Anshe Mishma, why can't the Kahanim that are in the Beis Hamikdash doing the Avodah that week, why can't they take a haircut on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday? The Teretz is Kadesh Lo Yikonsul and Mishmaroson Kishen Menuvolim. We don't want them to come into the Beis Hamikdash when they're still not looking nice, they're Menuvol. In other words, if the person knows he can take a haircut later when he's at the Beis Hamikdash, he'll figure, now I'm very busy the week before, I don't have any time to take a haircut now. I'll wait when I first get to the Beis Hamikdash and there I'll take the haircut. And in the meantime, he'll come to the Beis Hamikdash not looking nice, and that's not nice. The Chum didn't want that. Therefore, the Chum said, you should know, when you do get to the Beis Hamikdash, that first Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're not going to be able to take a haircut. You can't wash your clothing then. Therefore, people make sure they'll wash and take a haircut beforehand, that they'll come into the Beis Hamikdash looking nicely. His Hochinami, the same reason applies here in Chol HaMoed. The Rabbanim did not want people to come into Yom Tov not looking nice. Their clothing won't be washed. They won't have a haircut. Because they figure the week before Yom Tov, I'm too busy. I'll rather wait to Chol HaMoed, then I'm off, then I'm not working. On Chol HaMoed, I'll take my haircut. Then I'll wash my clothing. So the Rabbanim didn't want that to happen. Therefore, they made an issur that you're not allowed to wash your clothing or take a haircut on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed. Therefore, the person will have to do it before Yom Tov, and the man will come into Yom Tov looking nice. So in order that you should look nice on Yom Tov, the Rabbanim made an Isser, you're not allowed to take a haircut, or else wash your clothing on Chol HaMoed itself. So Boi Reb Zera, Zera says a shout like this, Boi Reb Zera, Ov Delo Yaveda Erev HaRegel. True, the person was supposed to take a haircut on Erev Yom Tov, and really wanted to, but something came up on Erev Yom Tov, he lost an Aved, he lost something, and he was spending the whole day looking for it. So now, Kivon, the honest, since on Erev Yom Tov, he was an honest, like really he wanted to take a haircut then, but something came up that he was too busy that he didn't do it. So maybe Mutter, such a person, maybe he's allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. For a regular person, we don't want you to push it off, we want you to take a haircut on Erev Yom Tov. But here, the person was an honest, maybe it's like the cases of the Mishnah. The same thing, a person comes from Dina Sayom, the Beis HaShivya, the Yezid Beis HaSurim, people that were in jail, and they first came out on Chol HaMoed, they were allowed to take haircut on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because Erev Yom Tov, they were honest, they couldn't do it Erev Yom Tov. There also, this person, since he lost something, and he spent Erev Yom Tov looking for it, maybe he's allowed to take on Chol HaMoed. Or Dilma, maybe not. Kivon Lemuch Chamilsam. It doesn't look to everybody so clearly, Loi, you're not allowed to.
that not everybody knows this person taking a haircut is because he lost the Aveda. Not everybody knows about it. So if people see him taking a haircut, people think you're allowed to take a haircut on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, and after Lay Plug, to tomorrow even this person is also awesome. Rashi says, he didn't have time. Everybody's going to know the honest Hoy, he was an honest. They'll say he waited to take the haircut on the Chol HaMoed, and he's allowed to do it. So that should be a reason why we don't let him take the haircut. So Gemara said like this, Omer Abayi, Abayi said, Avad like it's also, because it's a late plug of Svarov, Yoimru kol ha-sarikin ha-surin, sarikei baisos mutorim, that's a Mishnah Gemara and Tzochim, but when you're making the matzah, you're allowed to make cracks like molds, designs on the matzah. So we hold it not allowed to, because we're afraid if you make the molds, the cracks in the matzah itself, by the time you finish it, it'll become chametz. Even though Sarike Baisus, that was a mishpacha that knew how to do it very carefully, very fast, and by them won't become chametz, but we had to ask them and say they can't do it either. Because if people see them doing it, they'll think they're also allowed to do it, and we're afraid they'll become chametz. So you see, that's called the light plug. The Rabbana don't want certain people yes, certain people no. They won't know why we're matter by you, so we have to say everybody's awesome. Here also, Havada, this person is not allowed to take haircut on Chol HaMoed. Even though he was an honest, he couldn't help it before Yom Tov. But since not everybody knows about it, if he'll take it, people will learn out from him. You're allowed to. Therefore, the Rabbana said he's awesome. For the Gemara, the time that according to your Tam, that there should be a late plug, we can't let anybody take the haircut. If so, Hodi Yomer Rabasi. That's what Rabasi said, Omer Rabbi Yechon, in the name of Rabbi Yechonon, that call me Shein Le Yelacholak Yechon. Let's say somebody only has one shirt. That's all he owns, just one shirt. Is Mutel Lechavse B'chol HaShemoyed. This person, he's allowed to wash it on Chol HaMoed. The svar is, he for sure, let's say he washed it there of Yom Tov. Even though he washed it on there of Yom Tov, still it could become dirty though again on Yom Tov. So Melu will mat him to wash it on Chol HaMoed. If you only have one shirt, you're allowed to. So Taisa brings down to the Shalom Yes then, so Manashrech, if you have three or four, maybe the same thing also. What's going to be if a guy owns four shirts and all four shirts got dirty the first day Yom Tov? So maybe he's also allowed to wash it on Chol HaMoed? The Shami says, Vais Tais, no. The Tais Vim Toim, Hech Yichad Zim Moed, Kem Yishov Vim Moed Bloi Cholak, Bishas Kibbus. Kem Tart, the Tais Yis Leide, if you're sorry, it's because one, he can't help it, Im Kem Tart in Ami, Im Yislach Chol Lomel Nesoloi, if he had two shirts and both got dirty, it should be mutter. So Tais Yis Leim, Vada Dai Loi Vishtei Chalukin, Echol Yom Tev Rishon, Echol Yom Tev Acharin. So that's the svara that normal a person could manage with two shirts. See, if you have two shirts, they're bottom warm out to you. But with one shirt, that normal we know has to get dirty, so therefore you'll have to wash it again during Chol HaMoed. And the other thing is down to Shalmi says that big day ketanim, if you have like diapers or young children, their clothing, mutar lechavsim b'moed, you're allowed to wash them on Chol HaMoed. Then ikarim shem ketanim, everybody knows their children's clothing, or when they get very dirty fast, that's as if you only have one cholak. In other words, children's clothing get dirty no matter how many you have. There it's a svara, you only have three or four, so you'll get dirty on Yom Tov, and therefore you have to wash it on Chol HaMoed. Mashenkin, an adult, it's enough if he has two clothing, two shirts, that's enough.
Yeah. So where is the kasha koponim? How does Rabbi Yechon say if a person only has one shirt, he's allowed to wash on Chol HaMoed? Luchura, let's say Hosam Nami there also we should say Yomru, people will say Kol HaSrikin HaSurin Srikin Baisis Mutarim. Like we said, we can't say that. We can't say everybody is not allowed to make their matzahs, put it into forms, but only these people that can do it carefully is allowed to. We say no, since we have to make it also if everybody, we're afraid they'll make it into chametz, even the people that know how to make it fast. Also, it's also for. So if you say like a loy plug, they're born and say one straight lure. It's also for everybody, so why over here is it different? Why over here they say if you only have one shirt, you're allowed to wash it on Chol HaMoed? The Mishnah says, Stam, you're not allowed to wash your clothing on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, we learned that din. That's what Rabbi Yechon says, you're allowed to wash your clothing if you have only one shirt. Omamar Baravashi, Izurai Machia Cholov. His belt is showing us what's going on. And Rashi says, Izurai Machia Cholov. That means, Demi, Shein Le Yelacholak Echot.
somebody that only has one shirt, poishtoi, when you wash it, you have to take off your shirt. So what do you wear in the meantime? You wear like your robe around it. Now, you put your belt around your robe. And you stand there and you wash your shirt. This goes to show everybody you only have one shirt. In other words, usually when you're wearing a shirt, you put the belt around your shirt, like we do. We wear the belt around the shirt. And if you wear a robe around it, you don't have a belt around the robe. The belt is around the shirt. Now here, when you're taking off your shirt to wash it, you have to put the belt around the robe. So by the time when you're washing your shirt, you have your belt around the robe, everybody knows clearly what's going on. They know you have no shirt on, that they see clearly this is the only shirt you have, and that's why you have your belt around the robe. So everybody will know why you're washing your clothing. And they won't come to wash their own clothing. Because other people, if they have two shirts, so even when they're washing their shirt, their belt is around the shirt they're wearing. Now if they have a robe, the robe is around the belt, not the belt around the robe. So this person that only has one shirt, when he's washing the clothing, everybody could tell clearly this is the only shirt he has, and right now he's not wearing another shirt. So therefore it's smut for him to wash his shirt. Rav Ashi learned like this, that Boyi Rav Zeira, this was Rav Zeira's question. Not as a private person, somebody lost an aveda that something happened, couldn't take yek on Erev Yom Tov, like shifted sauce of him. Since everybody does not know what happened to him, they can't let him take the echo on Chol HaMoed, people will say you're allowed to. But that wasn't the question. The question was like this. What's going to be in the case of Umein She'ovdo Lo Yaveda? Erev HaRegel. Let's say you have the barber. Chaim Yankel, the barber of the town, he's usually open Erev Yom Tov, giving echo to everybody. This Erev Yom Tov, he was closed. Why was he closed? The word went around, because he lost the chveis, his diamond ring, he lost something, and he's looking around for it right now. So since he's looking around for it right now, everybody knows, though, that he was busy on Erev Yom Tov, because everybody needs him. So in such a case now, what's going to be the halacha? Here it's better than a private person. A private person that lost an aveda, not everybody knows about it. So if he's going to wash his clothing or take acre and chol hamoed, people think you're allowed to do it. But here, he's the famous barber. Everybody went to him on Erev Yom Tov, and everybody saw he was closed, so they knew something was wrong. So if they see him taking echad on Chol HaMoed, maybe there's nothing wrong. People will know he was busy in Erev Yom Tov. Ki von diyumenu. Since he's a nomad, he's a worker, he's a barber in the town, mucha milsa. Everybody knows that the reason why he was closed on Erev Yom Tov was because something happened to him. He had an honest, he was looking for his aveda. He couldn't take the echad on Erev Yom Tov. So therefore, maybe he is allowed to take it on Chol HaMoed, just like the people in the Mishnah are allowed to take it on Chol HaMoed. Or Dilma still maybe no. Kivun leimucha milsa kihanach. It's not so known like the cases in our Mishnah. Loi, there's no hetter for him. Take it, we buy by kasha. If the case in our Mishnah is if a person goes away chutzum dinas hayom, he left town for a month and now he comes back on Chol HaMoed, so the whole town knows he's out of town. He's away for a month. The same thing if you have a shivya, you're captured. Everybody knows this person was captured. If you come out of jail, everybody in the town knows you came out of jail. So there it's a big pirsa manusa by you. If you take ekon and chol hamoed, people won't come to learn you're allowed to. Mashiach can hear this umeng. Since Lamaisa, true, he's a baba, but not everybody in town uses him. Not everybody needs a haircut today. Not everybody's going to know about the aveda that was lost. So even though a lot of people will know, but maybe won't be known as much as the other case, therefore, it's smart to say maybe it's us here. Tomorrow, so by take it, we take it, don't know, it's a suffix, if such a person is allowed to take Yekon and Chol HaMoed or not. Right, the Mishnah says the first case is if you took a trip to America and you come back to Eretz Yisrael, come over the ocean on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to take Yekon. Tomorrow says now, Mas Nisin, the like Reb Yehuda. Our Mishnah does not come out like Reb Yehuda Shita. The Tanya we learned from Yudu Aymer, Habom of Dina Sayom. If somebody comes back from over the sea on Chol HaMoed, that's when the ship lands, is Lo Yigalech. He's still not going to take Yekot now on Chol HaMoed. Why? Mifnei Sheyotze Shlei Bishus. Because he went away without permission, like who told him to leave Eretz Yisrael in the first place? Some were talking about Eretz Yisrael here. So to leave Eretz Yisrael, you have to have permission, like you have to have a right. If he left without Rishus, So then, like, who asked them to go? That's not called Rinonis. So when you come back down to Chol HaMoed, still you can't take Yekut. So Rashi says like this, that Mefnei Sheyotish Leib Rishus, Kloimar, Hoyov Lo Yotzav Rishus Acherim, El Abarotzen Atzmoy Lav Onesu. It wasn't that other people agreed to send you, you had to go. You didn't go for the purpose of other people. You just went for your own sake, like we'll soon see what he means. So therefore, Lav Onesu, you're not called an Ones. So therefore, you can't take a haircut. So Gemara explains now. Omar Rova, Lo Shut Divrei HaKolosa. The person Stam leaves Eretz Yisrael to take a visit, to tour the world, that's Osir, and if you come back down to Chol HaMoed, you can't take a haircut. Drashi Lo Shut, Im Yotze Shnole Tzorich, you left Eretz Yisrael for no purpose. For Lo Yotze Elekadei Lo Shut Boilam, you only went to visit, tour the world. Leroyce to see it, because of Moed, you came back on Moed. Is the Rehakul also Legalech V'moid? You can't take Yekut now with Chol HaMoed, because you have no right to leave. So therefore, by coming back, you can't say you were an honest. You can't say like you were forced. Something happened. No, you shouldn't have left in the first place. So even the Chum of our Mishnah would also agree, you're not allowed to take Yekut in such a case. Limbe Zoynis, let's say somebody left because he had to find a Parnosa. He couldn't make enough money. He didn't have what to eat. So that you're allowed to leave to make a panosa is divrei hakamuta that everybody holds. If he comes back in Chol HaMoed, the ship lands back in Chol HaMoed, for sure he's allowed to take a haircut because he's called an honest. He left with permission. He's allowed to go to look to make a panosa. The drasha lemazoinus sheyotze b'moed achreim is divrei b'chozze b'moed achreim. He returned on moed. His divrei hakamuta legalech b'moed lefish yotze b'yainus, like he had a right to leave. Where is the machlokes? Was saying that our Mishnah says you're allowed to, and the Yehuda says you're not allowed to. El Larviach Navicho. Someone left town not for the purpose to make a panosa, to make what to live on. He has enough money here to live on, but he wants to become rich. He wanted to make more money. So that's why he went to America to make more money, and then he came back to Eretz Yisrael and Chol HaMoed. Ma Madmalei Koloshet. Hey, the Yehuda's Machman says you had no right to leave, and therefore it's by taking a trip that when you come back at Chol HaMoed, you're not an onus, you can't take a haircut. Umar, our Mishnah, Chomolds, Madam Lelkilamazinus. That's called like Mazinus. A little bit money, a lot of bit money, but Kolpurim, you wanted the money to have an easier life, so it's for purpose. Therefore, when you come back on Chol HaMoed, it's called, he came back behind us, you're not to take a haircut. So that's the machlokes of Yudin, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah knows if you leave for the purpose to make more money, you have a right to leave. And if you come back on Chol HaMoed, you have a right to take a haircut. And if you don't know you don't have a right to leave, you shouldn't leave just to make more money. Meisvei, have a kasha. Omer Rebbe, Rebbe said like this, Nirin divrei of Yehuda kishiyotze shleiv rishus. I like what Yehuda says, that if you come back on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to take a haircut. When the person left, Shloi Brishus. He didn't leave with permission. In other words, he went just to take a tour. But I like what the Chom say when a person left Brishus. So Pashta means if he went from the Zaynus, that you're allowed to. That's what Rebbe said. So Chodomar explains now. My Shloi Brishus. What does he mean to say he left Shloi Brishus, and then he likes what Rebbe Yehuda said? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Loshut, the person Mamish went just for a tour to visit the world. For Amrit, so what are you telling me now? It's only according to Yehuda Shita. We just said before that Divrei HaKolosar, even a Chomma might in such a case, she had no right to leave. So therefore, when you come back on Chol HaMoed, you know I'll take a haircut. The Elolil Mazinus. Elomai, you have to say, we're talking about now where the person left for Mazinus. He left for the purpose of making a panos. He didn't have what to eat here. He had to go out to make more money. For the Umar of Amrit, in such a case, Divrei HaKolosar. He said, everybody holds a smutter, even if you hold a smutter. So how could Yehuda say he likes the Yehuda Shita when you went out Shloi Brishus? If you went out for the purpose of making a panosa, you're allowed to, and you're allowed to take a haircut then. Elab Shita, what does Rebbe have to be talking about? La'avicha, that the person left for the purpose of making more money, to become rich. So Mashma, Rebbe holds like Yehuda, that if a person goes out to make more money, you have no right to leave for that purpose. And therefore, if you come back on Chol HaMoed, you're not called an onus, and you can't take a haircut. So that's Rebbe Shita. For the Gemara in the Sefer, what did Rebbe say in the Sefer? That Nirin Divrei Chachamim, I like the words of the Chachamim, Kishiyotzev Rishus, when a person left with permission. Now, my Rishus, what does it mean left with permission?
Eli Melim is Zoinis, he went, Mamish, he had no money here to make panosa to feed his family. For Amrit, Divri Hakol Mutter. We said before, everybody holds this mutter, even Rabbi Yehuda. So how could Rabbi say, I like the words of the Rabbonin, Mashmer, and Yehuda argues. If the person went from Zoinis, even Rabbi Yehuda should be Moida, you're allowed to take a heck when you come back. What you meant for sure, I like what the Chum say, means the person went to make a panot to become rich. And still you say, what you like what the Chum say, that you were allowed to take a haircut, you had a right to leave. Or was there to steer up? For Yamad, you just got finished saying, Nirin, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Bihor. You just got finished saying, no, you like what Rabbi Yehuda says in this case. So, of course, Astira, what is Rabbi saying? It's Astira and Rabbi. So, Mora says, Hochi Kramer. This is what Rabbi meant to say. Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda LeRabbonin. I like the words of Rabbi Yehuda to the Rabbonin, Kishiyotu Shleib Rishus. That when you went out, Shleib Rishus, in other words, he's just explaining now. He's not really saying a new sheet to Rabbi. Rabbi just explaining what's going on here. That Rabbi Yehuda is Halacha. That you went out without permission. That if you come back, you can't take haircut. Even the Rabbanan also agreed to that halacha. When? Kishiyotza shloib rishus, or ma'ani yuloshut. If a person went out to take a tour of the world, he had no right to leave Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, if you come back in Cholamoid, you can't take a haircut. Why? Sha'afilu ha'chonu l'nechleku alot. That's what Rebbe just meant to say. Rebbe just meant to say, in this case, there's no machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan also agreed it's also to take a haircut in Cholamoid. Vaitor. The only machlokes is only when you're going out to make more money. But not kedei panosoi. Avo loshut. If you go out to take a tour, to visit the world, moidalei, that chachamim agrees with you, this also. Vaita, v'nirin divrei, what did Rabbi say, vaita? V'nirin divrei rabbonin Rabbi Yehuda. I like the rabbonin's words that you are allowed to take a haircut, that sometimes come out even contribute to Shita. When? Kishyotzev Rishus, when you left Eretz Yisrael with permission. Oh my knee, what does that mean? Limazinus, if you left the house to be able to make panosa, to make money, to feed your family. Because in such a case, Sha'afilu Reb Yehuda le'netluku olav. Even Reb Yehuda doesn't argue on this. Elo le'avicha, the only time that he argues is only if you're leaving la'avocha, just to make more money. Avo limazinus, but if a person left his house beforehand in order to make a panosa, moidelhu, then Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that this person is allowed to take ekor in the cholamoid. So Rabbi is not saying any in-between shita, just explaining in which cases Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Rabbanan shita, and when does the Rabbanan agree to Rabbi Yehuda shita. Omar Shmuel, katin an noilad b'moid. What's the name if a kid is born on cholamoid, and he's born with a head full of hair, and the parents want to give Mekar in Cholamoid? Halacha is Mutal Agalech B'moid. You're allowed to give Mekar down in Cholamoid? Why? Shein Lecho Beis Hasurim Godom Izeh. He's not worse than the case in the Mishnah of a guy who was locked up in jail before Yom Tov, and he gets freed on Cholamoid. You're allowed to give Mekar down in Cholamoid, because he couldn't have taken it before. Shein Lecho Godom Izeh, the guy was in his mother's stomach, and he first came out on Cholamoid, Havad, this is the first time he could take haircut, he's allowed to take haircut in Cholamoid. And Rashi says, Rashi says, Kotin anilu b'moyed, v'loi Cyrus g'doylem, he has a lot of here. Muta l'galech b'moyed, sha'roishoy ha'metzaroy. Tzadiyak ha'metzaroy. Mashmoni, if the hair is so big, it gives him pain. But if it doesn't give your kid pain, then you shouldn't give him haircut even on cholamoyed. So, yes. So Mar makes a deed now, b'moyedin, only if the kid was born on Cholamoid. But mikoreloi, mashm, if the kid was born erev Yom Tov, before Yom Tov, since you could have given the haircut then, you think I'm not allowed to give it to him on Cholamoid. Even for a kid 1 year or 3 days old, you can't give him haircut on Cholamoid. Most of the Pinchas has a kash on this, that the loch reads, kol elu sharmu mutarim lagalech b'moyed, all the cases are now Mishnah, that it says he's allowed to take a haircut even in Cholamoid, the locker is, Mutal Lagalech B'mei Avoli. When he becomes an oval, well, let's say his father, his mother died, he's an oval, he's still allowed to take a haircut. First that came over the Medina Sayom, came from Beis HaShivio and Beis HaSurin, he's allowed to take a haircut even B'mei Avoli. The deek is like this. who also like a lech b'moyit, mashmi somebody that's now going to take eikon on cholamoyit, whoever is also, his tak also like a lech b'nei avoloi. That same person is also take eikon when he's a novel. A novel can't take eikon. Only the people that the Mishnah sends mutter to on cholamoyit can do it on b'nei avoloi. The mashma, whoever is also to do it on cholamoyit, is also b'nei avoloi. So now, the yarmut, if you want to tell me now, that even by a cotton is by pluto, that by cotton is a